Okay, good evening, all. So we are in the middle of mitzvah Zion, the seventh mitzvah in the Torah, and that is that we are supposed to. Sorry? And that is that we are supposed to eat the Karban Pesach roasted, and it cannot be partially roasted, and it cannot be cooked. It needs to be specifically roasted. So says the Chinuch, continuing from where we left off last night. Dini haMitzvah. Some of the laws of the mitzvah kigon include, for example, Ima sahu tzli kader, tzli kader. Let's say you made it. What's tzli? Tzli is roast. Kader is what? Pot. Let's say you made a pot roast. Right, let's say you that's what it's saying. Let's say you put the Korban Pesach in a pot by itself without any liquid at all. So you say, oh, so that's not cooking. So it says the Chinuch, even that in theory would be considered cooking, and that could be an issue. So that's included in all these laws. Why? Because it's going to be cooked by its juices, not directly by the fire. O sacho b'mashkin o b'mei peros o b'mayim. Or let's say you basted it with some sort of a liquid, whether it be like fruit juice or whether it be water. O b'shemen truma, or with truma oil. Maz, you know, in all these situations, we want to know what the halach would be. All of these things are included in the laws. V'yeser praten, all the additional laws of this mitzvah can be found mevar b'psachim, can be found in Maseches Psachim, as we've come to expect already. Now, when does this mitzvah apply? So we seem to know this already as well, based on the previous mitzvahs that we've learned about Korban Pesach. B'no heges b'zchar m'v'nekevus, it applies to both men and to women. B'zman abayas, the time of the Beis Hamikdash. V'ha'over aleha v'achal na'o m'vushal. Let's say a person transgresses this prohibition. And a person eats a kazayas of this, of a Korban Pesach that is either partially roasted or that it is boiled, it's cooked in liquid. Lokeh, a person gets malchus. And now the following is going to be a machlokus between the Rambam and the Ramban, as we know the Chinuch likes to delineate. So the chayin im achas shneim ka'achas, lokeh malchus achas. According to the Rambam, if a person eats both of them, if a person eats a kazayas of a partially roasted Korban Pesach and another kazayas of a cooked Korban Pesach, so in this situation, says the first opinion, which we'll see, is the Rambam. He only gets one set of malchus, sheshneim lav echad, because he's only going to be violating one lav over here. It's only one prohibition. L'das haRambam zechon lebracha. This is according to the Rambam. However, the Ramban zechon lebracha mana osan shnei lav, and the Ramban counts these as two separate prohibitions. The Kasav, and he writes, Shalokin alein al kol echad v'echad, that a person would get malchus for each one. So in other words, if a person has a kazayas of Korban Pesach that is cooked, and a person has another kazayas of Korban Pesach that is partially roasted, he'll get two sets of malchus because he has violated two prohibitions. It's basically a machlokas. It's an argument over here as to how many mitzvos does this count as towards the 613 mitzvos. So the Rambam would say this whole thing is only one. The Rambam would say, no, this is two. It's a prohibition number one to have it partially roasted, and it's a prohibition number two to have a cooked Korban Pesach. So therefore, according to the Ramban, you get two sets of malchus. According to the Rambam, you only get one. The Kevan, the Chtev Al Tochlu Ki Im Sliish. Why? Why does the Ramban hold like this? Because the Ramban says that it's written it says Al Tochlu, you should not eat Ki Im Sliish. That's something unless it's roasted over fire. However, Mifrat Benam Vashal Amali. Why would the pasuk include if I'm only supposed to eat it roasted over fire? Then why does the pasuk now come and give examples of what is not roasted by fire? Obviously, if it's not roasted by fire, then I can't eat it. So why does the pasuk specifically say nah, that it should be that you can't eat it partially roasted, and mivushal, that you can't eat it cooked? Shema mina, learn from here. Lokos al kol echad v'echad mina pratim. Says the Ramban, you learn from this, from the fact that the pasuk goes out of its way to give these two examples, that you get a set of malchus for each one of these prohibitions. Now these are two separate prohibitions. Va'amar zechon levracha. The Ramban of blessed memory states as follows. He's going to give the general rule of how the Ramban works now. With all mitzvos in the Torah, we have the same exact idea that follows. Whenever we have a single subject that there are like numerous things listed for each of it, and they are really distinct, separate ideas, we count each one of them separately in the general account of the 613 mitzvos. Like we have over here, that it says not. It says partially roasted, and it says mevushal, cooked. Therefore, we know that since the Torah said two specific ideas, then it must be two specific commandments, and not like the Rambam would say, Maimonides would say, that he would say it's only one command. V'chein esnanu mechir usor udvash. The Chinuch gives two other examples over here. One is that when it comes to a sacrifice, so you can't use a sacrifice that was either given to a harlot for payment, and you can't use a sacrifice that was traded for a dog. So since the Torah gives these two specific mentions, it uses two specific words to talk about each of these things. So according to the Ramban, these are two separate prohibitions. And the same as well, you can't burn on the Mizbeach, in the specific case in Vayikra, any Seor or any Devash, any like a leavening or any honey. And since the Torah uses these two words again, so we know that according to the Ramban, there are two prohibitions. Bizul Asam, and there are many other examples besides these. So tomorrow we'll see going into a little bit more depth that the Ramban actually limits this a little bit. But that's the general rule. The Ramban, whenever he sees two separate words that the Torah goes out of its way to say, then it must be that there are two separate commands, whereas the Rambam, Maimonides, says, no, as long as there's just only one command to do it, then it only counts as one mitzvah and not as two. So that brings us to the end of this part of the seventh mitzvah. God willing, tomorrow we'll continue a little bit more on this, but for now we will stop right here.